Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Jason Kramer is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us once again. Hi, Jason.
Jeremy, how are you?
Doing well. And before we get started here, is there any theme to the music that you have brought us today? Can you put them all into a category?
Everything that I'm bringing today kind of has this "we will prevail" attitude. We've lived so long with singer-songwriters with their cathartic moments and they're sad and this and have you. But I noticed as I was kind of, you know, reviewing the tracks and listening to every track, every song has to do about getting out of the grime or getting out of bad situations and becoming great.
All right. Well, with "We Will Prevail" in mind, let's get to some of the music. This is called "Dance Monkey" by The Tones and I. Very catchy, and that voice is pretty unique.
Oh, she's just fabulous. I first heard her, I think, just like everybody else on the internet. But this is Toni Watson. She's 19 years old from Australia. And she had put out a song a while prior that did very well virally. And then she decided, you know what, I'm going to kind of keep going with this. And she wrote the song about being a busker. You know, as a kid, she would busk in the streets of Melbourne and also did it in a city called Byron.
And this song, "Dance Monkey," has shot up to number one on the Australian charts.
Australia, Denmark, Finland, Ireland, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland. And she now is signed to a label out here in the United States under Elektra. And they are going to be doing wonders with her. I think we're going to hear a lot more from her. And I'm really excited because she's got one of these infectious voices that I keep getting drawn to.
Okay, the next one is "Living Proof." This is by Des Rock.
I'm living proof that the rules can be beat. If you pull yourself together, you can get on your feet. Living proof that the strength you will need has been in you forever, but to get it you need. Don't need faith. The devil knocks, but he don't call.
Tell us about this one.
So Des Rock, born in New York, and really has that classic rock sound with more of an updated vibe. He's a guy that just, you know, grew up listening to bands like Elvis, Roy Orbison, Queen, also Hendrix. Mm-hmm. And he created this song because it was a song that was about a band that he was in, and it wasn't doing too well, and they ended up breaking up. And it's not about the breaking up of the band, but it's really, you know, getting through the darkest times of your life and coming back and kind of revamping yourself. And this is what we hear today. This guy is just amazing. He records everything in New York because he wants that vibe that New York City has, that uncertain vibe of the city itself.
Interesting. You think it makes that big of a difference to be recording in a different city to get that different vibe?
Well, the Beach Boys recorded here in Los Angeles.
Where else could they possibly record?
Exactly.
Okay, the next one that you have brought us is called "Ode to Justin Bieber." This is by Hobo Johnson.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. I want the whole world to love you. I think it's pretty bad for my life and relationships. Sometimes I walk into public and instantly think that the public doesn't like me. I don't really know what I want, but I do know that I want a little more of your attention, your love. Just look in the eyes. I try to make you. 2 DUIs, 7,000 for the state. If I don't blow up, then I'm going back for minimum wage. So just smile, yo. Please smile. Look me in the eyes. Hold it for a while. It's really, really weird. Want the whole world to love you. Kill all the pop stars, replace them with wholesome adults. And I'm getting better at being better and being nice to my friends or whatever. It's really, really weird to have the whole world judge you. Justin Bieber never even got a fair shaking. You buy your mama a house when you're 13. You gon' be f***ed up mentally, you know? I'm really, really sorry that nobody understands. And let me teach you like that.
I'm trying really hard to follow everything that he's saying there. So tell us, what is he talking about?
It's so fun. This album, it's called The Fall of Hobo Johnson. It's a sophomore album. His last release was called The Rise of Hobo Johnson. But this album, I can't get enough of. From the very first time I heard it till even today, I either play a song once a day. But this song is actually called An Ode to Justin Bieber. It's kind of the way that Frank Lopez Jr., who's Hobo Johnson, it's his way of grasping and grappling with the fame of money at a young age and really how can it mess you up, you know, growing up. And here, Frank was, you know, born in Sacramento, and he was homeless by the time he was 19 and was able to get, you know, a giant record contract. Well, one thing I want to say about him, what really draws me about Hobo Johnson, it's this brilliance of composition, and it kind of reminds me of Carl Stalling. And when Carl did the Warner Brothers cartoons. And you can also hear kind of a Danny Elfman vibe to this.
Okay, the next one you brought us is from across the pond in the UK. This is What You Won't Do for Love by Luke Burr.
What you won't do, do for love. You tried everything, but you don't give up. In my world, only you makes me do for love what I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. But I came back to let you know that I got a thing for you. And I can't let it go.
So people may remember the Bobby Caldwell version of this, but this guy is 22 years old.
Yeah, born in Essex, 22, started playing small pubs at 15, and just really, you know, they say butter's not a good thing for you when you get older, but this is a butter I enjoy. He's got a voice that's just absolutely amazing. You know, a lot of people may know him, especially if they're from over the pond, because he had a song that featured on the TV show Love Island. And that was the song that we heard, the Bobby Caldwell track. And that next morning, from what Luke tells me, he was number one on Shazam in the UK after that episode aired. So there is a power to that.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, Jason. And this is called Strange by Celeste.
I tried for you. Trying to see through walls, smoke and it wouldn't move. What could I do? I touch your head to pour your thoughts into my hand, but now I
beautiful voice.
Oh, it's so haunting, isn't it?
Yeah.
This song was partly inspired while she was here in Los Angeles in November of last year when we had all of our wildfires. Hmm. And what's so beautiful about this and also scary at the same time is it's had such a profound effect that here people could have just these wonderful lives with their families and houses and living in nice neighborhoods or just living in neighborhoods. And the next second, everything has gone to ashes.
And by the way, she's 24 years old. So keep
it's
it
amazing,
with the theme. That is Jason Kramer, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. As always, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. Also, we're on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org. Jason, thanks.
Thank you so much.